spotter time right now. They're telling Dale Jr. you can't slide up in front of Kane. So Kane gets the run to the outside line. Side by side, this is a door-to-door race for the lead up turn four.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland here. Finally, just took a little bit too long on that break. Good to have you back with us. As always, Action Auto Parts presented North Sound Racing. And I got kind of confused there. I don't know what happened, but...
Confused?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't want to get into it. Long elevator ride back up, let's put it that way. Anyways, it's good to have you back with us as we continue on to hour number two. I want to remind you, coming up right after North Sound Racing is the All Tail Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan. Really a good show. Unfortunately, we can't bring it to you on the internet, but if you're listening to us on the radio, by all means, tune in because it's a good time. We have got the winner of the Late Model Challenge Series race from over in Montana, our good friend and potential inductee into the North Sound Racing Hall of Fame. Gary Lewis joins us. How are you tonight, Gary?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We are well. What's going on, man? What's new? What have you been doing lately? Winning races?
Trying to win some races and trying to get a road course car put together for the Pacific Raceway races.
Yeah, you guys are pounding away on that thing, right?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, same car you won in Idaho with, or you got another one ready to...
Well, actually, this Montana. We're going to use our NASCAR Northwest Tour car, so it'll be the car we won the championship for the NASCAR series in 2006. So
cool.
It'll be a good road course car.
Cool. We'll talk about the race you won last Saturday, man. Or Sunday, was it? Was it Sunday it turned out?
It was Sunday, yeah. It was a crazy deal. We got out there, and, you know, we've been plagued with rain all year, and we get there Saturday, and, of course, it's pouring all day long, and everything looks just horrible, So they had to, like, cancel everything for Saturday and then cram the whole show into to Sunday. And luckily, we got, like, a 6-7 hour window of some halfway decent weather and got the race in and had a blast. It was a good time, a good racetrack and some hard racing. And somehow we pulled it off. It's a crazy deal.
Yeah, now, you'd been over to that track before, correct?
No.
Oh, it was the first time?
I've ever seen it. I couldn't even find a picture on the Internet.
Oh, really? You've always been impressed me with your incredible preparation.
Yeah, I searched online. I couldn't find one.
Wow.
Was that the same for most of the drivers, do you think?
I think about half of them have been there once or twice before, but nobody really has ran there a bunch except for Corey Wolf.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's won most everything at that track around, so...
So what do, Gary? You look them up on the Internet and say, you know, that looks like South Sound, and you go there with that setup? Is that what you do?
No, I just look at it and try to get just kind of visualize the line I think you should run, and I don't know, just, you know, get a little bit of a heads-up eyeball of the track and give it a little bit of thought, and then hopefully be able to apply what you've learned from other tracks in the past to that, but... like I said, I was able to find one picture of turn four. When I got to the track, it looked totally different than what
I had pictures. So looking at your website, my extreme preparation about 2 minutes ago, just curious, looking at your schedule on your website, it looks like you might be going out of town. Is that still the plan, even though the fuel costs are as high as they are, Midwest divisions or something?
That is, those couple races are tentative, so that's only if we can round up some sponsorship money to do that. So currently, right now, it's not looking like we're going to be able to do those races unless somebody can step forward. But, you know, we'll have the NASCAR Northwest Tour car will be totally ready to go, you know, if we can put something together, and hopefully we can.
Well, you're going to have to get...
It'd be a pretty cool deal to go run some big tracks like that.
You're going to have to get behind Seth Bergman. He was on the radio already looking for sponsors just a while ago.
I'm getting lined behind everybody.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, going back a little bit, what tracks haven't you run here in the Northwest?
Oh, you know...
Is there one? I mean, other than... Have you done any dirt racing?
None, no.
Do you
want? I haven't
done
any dirt racing since kart racing. Kid.
Yeah.
And I've been really wanting to, really bad, too. We'll see what happens there. But, you know, what we don't have around here is any dirt late model racing.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. That, we need to get going on that. Let's take all your race winning money and we'll put it into that series, huh?
Oh, yeah. Is this after we pay everything off?
Oh, sure.
The car that we had to do to get there?
We know you have a lot left over. Come on.
Right. Well, we might be able to go to the go-kart place or something.
Hey, there you go. Hey, Gary, if you don't mind, we are going to also bring on a gentleman you're very familiar with. He is kind of cool to announce this, too. He is now the official announcer and media guy, and your friend, Doug Pace from Spokane, joins us. How are you, Doug?
I'm having a fairly good evening.
You don't sound like
it. Thanks for having me on.
You sound sad,
no,
Doug.
I got to tell you, I'm not liking the rain. It's a downer. Gary will tell you, when we were out there Saturday in Montana, this stuff wouldn't stop. And it's raining here again in Spokane, and boy, what a just a wacky weather the first 6 months out of the year. Got to ask Gary, Western Speedway on Vancouver Island, never been there?
When I was a kid.
never raced the place, I take it.
No.
There's one, and I think the track has been ticked in, Carla, probably the only tracks that I know of, and I've known Gary 14 years. I've never seen him go to those two houses, and I got to tell you, if he did, he'd win there anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The guy's got a knack for doing something totally unbelievable in the sport right now in the Northwest. He's got 5 straight wins in events that he's never participated in, tracks he's never run. I don't know who can top that right now. If he's not the hottest driver in the region, it's not because he's a friend or that I do a lot of things for him. Who else is there right now doing that kind of stuff? It's just unbelievable. When actually the car looked like it was off, you're thinking, new guys are going to rise to the top. He comes out of the car. Of course, it rained out. He said, no, we're good. I think I'd have been fine. You get out there to Mission. There again, hanging around about mid-pack, and he just real confident says, no, we're good. We'll be fine. And lo and behold, there it is. And it never ceases to amaze me the talent he has. And I'm embellishing a bit, but it's just unbelievable. I got to tell you, that win on Sunday was unbelievable because the field was loaded with probably, and Gary will tell you this, 20 out of 30 guys that had a legitimate shot.
Yeah, it was crazy. And it's a good thing, Gary, that nobody on radio can ever hear you blush after something like that.
Yeah, how much money do I owe you, Doug?
Well, you know, we'll settle up on that one later. You can pick me up in Canada.
There you go. He might have trouble getting across the border, too, Gary. You might have to stash him.
Yeah,
so you're going to be lining up. We had Pete Harding on the show earlier, but you're kind of, as you mentioned, Gary, when we brought you on, you're getting ready to go really, really fast. I think you had mentioned to me when we spoke last week about when you, at the fastest point on that road course down at Pacific Raceways is 187 miles an hour, man. That's just scary.
Yeah, 187, but also keep in mind, that was back a few years ago in the NASCAR touring deal, and they've since changed the configuration on the front stretches here. So we won't see those speeds anymore. I would imagine somewhere in the mid-160s or so. But
it's still smoking.
What an incredible deal going 187, man. That's
yeah.
Tech. And these fiberglass body cars and stuff, when you get up around 180, you think that thing's just going to rip off the car.
Is that tough on the brakes?
Yeah. The road course race, you know, road course racing is so much fun, but it's so hard on everything. It's hard on the motor, the tires, the brakes. But it is about the coolest thing there is to do the road course, because you're banging up through the gears and you're going right and left and uphill, downhill, and down through the gears, and it's just such an art form to it, and it's totally a different type of driving, and it's challenging, and it's about the funnest type of racing I've ever done. So
I would imagine, Gary, you're probably ready for a break when that race is over, huh? It sounds like it's a fair amount of work too, not only mentally but physically as well.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of work and preparation and everything, and then also you're using you know, muscles that you're not normally using, because you know, I'm racing left all the time, so I have no problem going to the left all day long, but you start going right a little bit, and next thing you know, you're using stuff that you know never used.
And to toss in there, I believe that Gary's got a win at Portland International without the power steering pump working, and that's that much more of a workout. So the G-forces on a road course, Steve, Carla, Galen, Gary will tell you, it doesn't matter what kind of racing you're in, it's a tremendous challenge, and I think the show you're going to get next weekend is just going to be just awesome, because that is a lot of work, and with or without power steering. What a great show for the fans to get them out there and see.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be neat. We also, Gary, when we were talking with Pete Harding earlier, apparently him and Eaton have already rented out the track, and they've got some laps in. It kind of would have been fun to be able to just to watch those two go at it, just those two hammering it out like they have, you know, for years on past. So be ready. We have warned you about that, so better bring your game, pal.
Bring it.
All right. Gary, we can't let you go without talking about sponsors and help on your car.
Yeah, you know, just like always, I get great support from Sign Factory USA in Kirkland. So if you ever need any signage at your business or anything, definitely look up the Sign Factory USA. Then, like always, Sand Blasters Incorporated out of Marysville, Washington. Warren helps us out a bunch, and couldn't be here today without him.
So. Yeah. And he's doing well, by the way. I talked to him the other day, and he was actually at work and spent a few hours there. So Warren's getting better, and that's really, really good news.
Yep.
Yeah, thank God for that. You know, mm-hmm. He had us really scared there, so a lot of prayers been going out to him and stuff. So, but you know, then you know, just we get a lot of help with our shock package. Mike Leary with Leary Racing Products builds one heck of a short track shock package for us, and that's helped us out a ton. So.
Cool.
You know, there's many people. We can go on and on and on, but those guys here in our area, they help us out a bunch. So I'd like to thank you for that.
Good. Well, again, congratulations, my friend. Well done. Not not unexpected that you would go over there and pull the win off, but I'm so proud of you and what you've been able to accomplish. And as always, you're welcome here. You know that.
Well, thanks, you guys. It's always a pleasure to be on. And it was a lot of fun going over there. And we were practicing on old tires and everything. And like Doug was saying, we were, you know, in the middle of the pack and everything. And Doug was like, you know, he was really worried. He was like, what's going on? I'm like, don't worry. I think we're fine. And it's just a feel. You get the feel for what you think is going to be good. And even if you're on old tires or whatever, you still know where you are. So and when you bolt new rubber on, it's just going to get faster. So
yeah.
We made the right changes, and we were able to get the win in.
Cool. Well, very proud of you, Doug. And I got to mention this, too. Congratulations on your new gig, too.
Well, I appreciate that, Steve. And just quickly, greetings and salutations from our good friend, the world-famous Paul Bartholomew. Talked to Paul earlier tonight. He wanted to send a shout-out to Gary and the teams that he used to cover. And he's over in Dover, Delaware, getting ready to go. And also bumping into a good friend of ours from the racing circuit, Sam Roebuck, who's the new truck chief for the number 2 Chevrolet at Jack Sprague. So local guys making good back east. And, you know, I'm very appreciative of Dr. Jer and Jackie O'Neill and Andy and the folks, Mary, Brenda from ARCA, that have asked me to do this. It's just a cool gig. It's cool when you get to see somebody like Gary get out there in front and just put on a whale of a show. And even if he isn't in the show, this series has some great drivers. Gonna be a lot of fun. You never, as Carl and Galen will tell you, you can never get rid of it. It's like just a sickness.
It is. It's a disease,
back.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time as always. Keep up the good work, both of you.
Thanks very much, Ken, for having us.
All right, take care, you guys. Gary Lewis and Doug Pace from the ARCA West Late Model Challenge Series. It's always a pleasure to have those guys on.
Busy guy.
Yeah, he is. But he can handle it. He's still young. He's still got the chops. Let's see. We had a ticket winner, right?
We did. We can have some more to give away.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Give us a call at 425-304-1380 for tickets to next Saturday. It's June 7th out at Evergreen Speedway, KRKO night out at the races. Who we got coming up next?
Coming up, the winners of the John Carroll Memorial Classic, Barry Barntitas, Rod Perkins, Perkins.
A lot of phone juggling.
And Kyle Oman.
Nice. Good to have Kyle Oman with us. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts. Listening to those of you on the internet, thanks to Sand Blasters Incorporated. We'll be back after these messages. John Carroll Classic winners coming up next.